The Halliburton Kawartha Pine Ridge District Health Unit is working to bring school vaccination records up to date. The health unit sent letters this past summer to more than 6,000 parents of students who are overdue for some or all vaccinations and hosted some clinics for school vaccinations required. Marianne Rock, the health unit's manager of communicable diseases and prevention control, says there was a good response, but about 4,500 students in HKPR's coverage area still don't have up-to-date records. Approved exemptions must be on file.
There is a law that if a parent or a guardian of a student does not wish to have their child vaccinated due to religious reasons or other, they can go through what's called sort of a statement of conscience. So there's a form, they have to take it to a notary and get it notarized and then submit to the health unit and do an education session with us as well. So there's a bit of a process, but also too, there are people who can't get vaccinated due to medical reasons. They have a reaction to a vaccine or they're allergic or there's some reason. And so that's another exemption that could happen as well.
Rock said the Immunization of School Pupils Act requires students to get either vaccinated or get an exemption. Otherwise, they are subject to suspension. The health unit attempts to contact parents first before involving a school's principal who would get the suspension order. Parents have a number of weeks in either case to get records up to date or get the exemption approved.
In the law, it does talk about timelines in terms of giving parents and students enough time. So we follow those and try and work with the schools as much as possible to make it so that a student doesn't get suspended, because that's not what we want. We don't want kids to miss school, but they do happen. And then we work quite heavily with the schools and healthcare providers and the parents to get the kids back in school as quickly as possible.
While some healthcare providers will submit records to the health unit, Rock said it's not a requirement and it's up to the families to ensure records are up to date, noting some of the 4,500 remaining might be up to date on their vaccinations, but not on record with the health unit. Rock said it's also important for parents to ensure their mailing address is current with their school, so they receive these notifications. This is the first time in a number of years the health unit has applied the ISPA legislation to all grades and all vaccines in an attempt to bring all students up to date at the same time. In recent years, they picked certain grades to enforce the legislation.
We do know, as reported by the province, that there are, because of COVID, we had our healthcare provider sites closed down. Kids couldn't have access to vaccine at the time because, of course, everyone was responding to the pandemic. And so we do know that there is a lot of students that need to get caught up. We really feel, and the ministry is also focused on making sure we get these kids caught up. So we do know through data from the province that there are a number of kids that are still overdue and they're behind. So we really felt as a health unit, we needed to take this step to make sure that we sort of can start fresh next year, get everyone as much as possible caught up. And then we can start next year with that sort of clean slate and hopefully we'll get as many kids caught up as possible.
Any parents with questions can email info@hkpr.on.ca or check the hkpr.on.ca website for more contact information. Reporting for Northumberland 89.7 FM, I'm Jeff Gard.